Hi, my name is Catherine Templeton, and I'm here to talk to you about how to support your sense of balance and ease through times of stress, and what Ayurveda has to say to support you with your stress response. So there's a few things I want to lay the groundwork on before we get into this, with specific understanding around tools and techniques to support you feeling greater ease and steadiness, less stress, per your dosha dominance, vata, pitta, or kapha. Let's look at the big idea. Stress is an epidemic. I don't need to tell you about that. We all express stress differently, depending on our dosha dominance, our stage of life, and the season of the year. But there are certain tendencies that are inherent in our nature that build when we get under stress. For example, people with vata dominance tend to get more dispersed. They get a less regularity in their digestion. They have more trouble getting to sleep and staying to sleep because of their dry, rough, mobile, and inherent flowing capacity, which is part of the hallmark of dosha dominance. People with pitta dominance in their nature, or in the middle stage of life, or in the summer, we tend to build qualities such as heat or fire, intensity. We tend to spread like a rash, right, all over. There's a light quality to pitta, which means we're not as durable, and there's yet a lot of drive in the mind or a lot of intensity because of the heat that causes this sort of incongruent relationship between what the body can do and what the mind thinks the body can do. And we see that become a combustible quality in the stress response of pitta. And then with kapha stress response, what we often see is a buildup of stagnation, if you will. Kapha tends to get heavy and dull and wet, sticky, and stagnant when it gets stressed. It tends to, what I call, go undercover or dig its heels in and get stubborn. That's one of its hallmarks towards its response to stress. And therefore, we see sort of a brain fog occur. We might see qualities of buildup in mucus in the body and or a stagnation in the ability to get started, to initiate projects or ideas. So everybody has their ways of managing stress that are healthy and that are less healthy. And so we're going to look in our dosha-specific programs as how to offer you supports per dosha dominance. In Western psychology and in Western medicine, we're looking at stress response often through the fight, flight, or freeze mechanism. So if we want to put that as an overlay to Ayurveda, it actually works very nicely. And we see that Vata's tendency, as I just described, is to have flight or disbursement. Pitta's tendency, as we just talked about, tends to fight. We get in there and get really fiery and go right at it. And Kapha's tendency, as we just described, is to freeze or hold tight. And so because of those tendencies, which when needed are useful to mitigate problems or impending danger, when they get overstimulated or when they aren't in balance, they tend to cause health and oftentimes mental sluggishness in toward depression, mental disbursement towards anxiety, or in the pitta case, there's a cycling between anxiety and depression-like symptoms. So we want to work to give you prophylactics and support so that you can mitigate stress as it comes to you, stay in better balance during stressful times, so you don't have to have some of these problems that we just described. And how do we do that in Ayurvedic medicine? Very easily, with the awareness around how prana, tejas, and ojas support our inherent wellness. Prana being the animating and moving quality of intelligence throughout the body. Tejas is the ability to discern, to be able to make decisions and to work intuitively in ways that naturally support our health and wellness. And ojas is that deep vital essence or sap, the immunity, the support inherent within our physical body and our mind. So let's look at how to work with vata, pitta, and kapha to support you as you go through stress.